So let's consider Saturn for a second. One of the themes that I've noticed associated with Saturn is that of parents. This is an obvious one, but it's important to remember that if you ask any therapist, what you find out is that no matter how old people are, they're still dealing with their parents' stuff. Now, this is coming from therapists, but therapists are the people who get to be with people when they are looking at and assessing their lives. And what we find out is whether someone is 18 years old or 60 years old, the chances are that when they begin a personal, psychological, or spiritual healing process, what they're going to be confronting is something about their parents and their parents' influences in their lives. If we extend this to the world, we find out that all of the pseudo-parents of the boss, the company, the responsibilities that we have as parents that box us into our lives, and then all the different requirements and structures of the government, which some people may think have no influence at all, but anyone in a business, for example, that deals with the government knows how much paperwork there is to file and how many laws and rules and regulations seem to control every single breath we take. We live in these Saturnian structures all the time, and it is fair to say that they have created a kind of a dominance in our world that is way beyond what is necessary and way beyond what is really fair. So what happened in 2003 is that Saturn began its meeting with Varuna. And this has been in a series of exact conjunctions in the sign Cancer, the sign of family, and the sign of the, let's say, the collective cultural experience. But it's a different kind of collective cultural experience than we think of, say, with Aquarius, which is one of the signs that Saturn rules. Rather, this is the collective cultural experience on the most personal and, let's say, emotionally oriented level. Cancer is something we can feel and not just experience. And along comes Saturn, and Saturn goes sailing right out into the first 12 or 13 degrees of Cancer, and the first thing that happens is he makes a conjunction with Varuna. At the same time, makes an opposition to Chiron. Now, Chiron, as we know, has already been raising all this awareness of Capricorn issues like government, corporation, church scandals that have, whether we like it or not, have affected every one of our lives in some way, shape, or form. Whether Enron or one of the many corporations that went down in the past couple of years ate your pension fund, whether the stock market itself ate your pension fund, whatever, there are many examples of the shakeup in the corporate and government world that have been represented by Chiron in Capricorn. So Saturn comes along and it makes a kind of a collision with Varuna and meets a force or power that is, for our culture, a complete X factor. It is an unknown. We have never experienced a conscious Varuna aspect prior to 2000 when Varuna was discovered. Coincidentally, by the way, in the midst of the presidential election scandal of November of 2000. So Varuna appears as this equalizing factor in November of 2000. And now, several years later, we are seeing the experience of that, experiencing the details of this as Saturn moves through Cancer and makes a meeting with Varuna. And it does so in opposition to Chiron. So this is a very confrontational setup. It's not something going on in the subtle background, except to the extent that people choose to tune out what is happening all around them in the world. And there's plenty we can do to tune out what's going on in the world around us. I mean, that's easy enough for a while. Now, we have only experienced the first wave of the Saturn-Varuna-Chiron setup. This reiterates in a few different forms through 2004, and we will see, I think, in many ways, a progressive degradation of certain power trips that structure is on. At the same time, we'll see certain aspects of these powerful institutions thrashing and kicking and screaming. And I also suggest we're going to see a kind of a demotion or deconstruction of the power that parents seem to have over us in our lives. Every person has Cancer and Capricorn in their chart, and these signs play a role in the experience of every person who is remotely conscious, and everybody else too. So with Cancer and Capricorn so powerfully aspected, there is a shakeup happening no matter who you are. The question is how that shakeup manifests in your lives. And likely, it's going to be in a way that you're not quite expecting, and also where degradation of structure involving Capricorn is concerned, it does take a few years to take effect. So now we are in about the third year of Chiron transiting Capricorn, and we'll be going into the second year or so of Cancer, experiencing the influences of Saturn. And we'll need to watch. But one of the places you can watch and begin to make some progress is by looking closely at what the influences of your parents have been in your life and how they are rather horribly outdated.